Now we're going to talk about different types of helper T cells, because there's actually not just one class, there's many different ones. So these are the cells, remember, which are marked with the CD4 proteins on the outside. And some of the common ones that we now know about today are helper 1, helper 2, helper 17, helper 22, and a rather different type called a T regulatory cell, which we believe develops from the helper T cell. So let's have a look at some of them in a little bit more detail. And let's remember that it's fairly complicated, because you start off with this undifferentiated helper T cell with a CD4 marker on it, and then it's got to differentiate into one of the types we've just described. And once differentiated, they'll be able to produce those cytokines, those proteins that we've talked about so much. And in order for them to differentiate, other cells, such as dendritic cells, will be also involved in producing cytokines to help them differentiate. So if we start off by looking at helper 1, okay, this is our kind of classic helper cell. And when we think about helper 1, these usually come into play when we're looking at if we've been infected intracellularly with a virus or a bacteria, and you've got to help them differentiate, help the CD4 cell differentiate into a helper 1 cell. And in order to do this, you've got cells such as dendritic cells, and the dendritic cells, in response to the virus, will start producing interleukins such as interleukin 12, which can then help these cells differentiate into the helper 1 cells. And once you've got helper 1 cells, then they're going to do things such as enhance the activity of macrophages and cytotoxic T cells, which can then help kill off the infected cells. And in order for them to do this, they produce some of the classic interleukins, such as interleukin 2, and this is going to stimulate the proliferation and differentiation of B cells and T cells. It's going to activate natural killer cells, and they're also going to produce interferon gamma, which again will help with the process. So that's our helper 1. And then we've got helper 2 cells, and typically helper 2 cells come into play to protect you against extracellular pathogens. It might be even parasite, something like that. Could be bacteria. And when they're activated and you get your helper 2 cell, they're going to help activate B cells, and then the B cells in turn will start secreting antibodies, which do all the things we know that will help us get rid of these infections. And again, some of the classic chemicals which they're going to produce, say interleukin 4 would be produced from our helper 2 cells, and interleukin 4 stimulates differentiation of more helper 2 type cells, and it stimulates growth and differentiation of our B cells, which we need for our antibodies. And then we've got helper cell 17. We're not quite so sure about this one. We think it protects against fungal and bacterial infections. You seem to find lots of them at the epithelial surfaces. And again, they produce classic chemicals such as interleukin 17, which contributes to inflammation and unfortunately also plays a role in autoimmunity. We're not going to say anything about the regulatory cell 22 because we don't know an awful lot about it. So now let's talk about the T regulatory cell, which is a different type of helper T cell. And the role of these cells are they inhibit the immune response, and they inhibit inflammation, and they inhibit reactions in response to yourself. You don't want to be destroying your own cells. And some of the chemicals they produce are things such as transforming growth factor beta, and this inhibits the growth and differentiation of various cells such as T cells, and they also produce various interleukins. One of the interleukins they produce is interleukin 10, and again this antagonizes and prevents the generation of things like helper 1 T cells. So these particular cells, regulatory T cells, are very, very important in terms of regulating the immune response.